Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Being in comment sections, as I often am, Lee, we're getting replies to stuff I've posted. It's left-wing trolls.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's our text line. Surprisingly, they'll show up here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And they have no idea that they still believe that there is a proven Trump-Russia connection. They think that Trump got caught and that it's only a matter of time before he's going to prison for his Russia connection. And it is so bizarre to me that is still believed.
Even those cases in New York State are falling apart.
Oh, yeah. No, they're all falling apart. But Trump-Russia has been so thoroughly and completely debunked.
Right.
From so many different angles. And yet they believe. I mean, it's almost cult-like, at this point.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's delusional.
It's delusional, but there's no... And part of what drives it, and when you run into one of these, your family member, and you tell them, nope, it's absolutely been proven there's no connection between Trump and Russia. I mean, really, honestly, the first people to do that were the Mueller people. You tell that to the left, and they're shocked.
Yeah.
They have no idea. This is how literally weaponized and quite frankly, embarrassingly ignorant that they are kept by their media. And yesterday was no different from that. I mean, bombshell yesterday, right? Sussman trial. He's Hillary Clinton's lawyer.
Yes, and for the DNC, too.
And it was laid out in court where you take an oath that you're going to present true evidence. It was laid out in court absolutely that the origin of this whole Trump-Russia made-up Alpha Bank story, the story that kicked off the Trump-Russia delusion, came from the Hillary campaign. That was said in court. It was not disputed by Sussman's lawyers. They only dispute that he lied to the FBI about it. They don't dispute that Hillary started it, that it came from her campaign, that Sussman was the origin of it. They don't dispute none of it. So how did ABC, CBS, and NBC handle this news?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't. They blacked it out.
Yeah.
They blacked it out. I don't know if you remember, but I would pay attention during all of this, the 3 years of this. And there were nights, because newsbusters would track this, when on these cable networks, news about Trump-Russia consumed two-thirds of the newscast, half the newscast, a third of the newscast. I mean, the numbers were huge. It was all fake. All of it.
And let me remind you.
And they don't, Sidley, they still don't know.
Let's remind people, because our listeners know this, but let's remind people, Sussman actually went to the FBI and said, hey, I've got information that ties Trump to Russia. The FBI didn't come to him. He went to the FBI. He was pushing this.
While working for Hillary.
And did not disclose, which was a crime right there.
Now, here's some of the just mind-boggling, amazing things that I hope, if you take nothing else away from the show, you're new here, that you will question everything the mainstream media tells you, because they lie on an epic scale. Lie so much, Lee, as to create entire realities that aren't real. And this is one of them. And the fact that the Washington Post and the New York Times still share a Pulitzer that they won for their reporting on the connection between Alpha Bank and Trump. And supposedly Alpha Bank is owned by Putin cronies, very close to the Kremlin. And so supposedly Trump was using a server at Trump Tower to communicate with Putin via Alpha Bank. This was covered in the New York Times. This was covered in the Washington Post. They have not retracted the bulk of those stories, nor have they given back their Pulitzer, their shared Pulitzer, for that story. It was debunked yesterday in court.
Plus, even the data that was used to make that connection, which was manipulated, is thought to be bogus to begin with. Every single bit of this is false.
Fake. And yet they cling to those Pulitzers hanging on their walls as if they did something other than a fiction writing exercise.
Well, the whole image and credibility of a Pulitzer Prize now is completely done. It's over.
It's useless.
That basically might be what is the Harvard does the what is it, the Raspberry Awards or something or other for horrible acting or something or other. That's what it should be now. A Pulitzer Prize is awarded to someone who gets a fake story completely fake.
And just makes it convincing. So that's what you get the award for. It's convincing the public that your lies are
true. Used to be known as fiction, but hey.
Yeah, now we just make it up if it's about Trump. Okay, so yes, here's the amazing thing about this, okay? Because yesterday was also an indictment of the FBI for two reasons.
Yes,
they had an FBI agent under oath on the stand who said, yeah, you know, when Hillary's people brought this to us, we knew within 24 hours this whole Russia-Trump connection was fake. Okay. This was a lower-ranking agent, that testified yesterday. We knew it was fake. And yet, Comey was head of the FBI at that time, and what did he do? Go on television again and again and again and again and stipulate, yeah, you know, we got to get to the bottom of this. This is something we need to check out. And they knew on day one this thing came from Hillary's campaign. So all of that was fake. The other thing that needs to be investigated is what the FBI does. You'll see them do this when they want to lie and manipulate the public. They'll have people who've left the agency or retired go on and move these along. Yeah, oh, yeah, we could tell there's a ton of evidence Trump's in Putin's pocket. No, they can't. But in this case, the director and then the deputy director were going on TV regularly saying there was something here. And they knew within 24 hours that the story that kicked this off, which was Alpha Bank's story, was fake. The agent who looked at it said it was fake. So, you know, you can't just blame Hillary. This is the FBI that hosed you on Hillary's behalf to help her win an election and then to undermine the Trump seat, they get him out of office. So for the FBI to admit, yeah, on day one, we knew this was fake. We knew this whole thing has come from the Hillary campaign. That's huge. That should have stopped the entire investigation. There should have never been a Mueller. But they pretended. They pretended there was something they needed to investigate so that they could go after Trump to help the Democrats. Now, let's think about this for a minute, what's going on here. Durham Lee is a special prosecutor, okay? Mm-hmm. He's going after Michael Sussman, Hillary's lawyer, for lying, allegedly lying to the FBI. And the lie was specifically that, Hillary? No, I don't even know that woman. I'm just a concerned citizen. Well, no, he was in her employ. He was working for her. That's why they're prosecuting him. But here's the remarkable part. Normally, the FBI and the Department of Injustice go after you for that. They didn't touch Sussman. They were fine with him lying to them on behalf of Hillary. It took Bill Barr bringing in a special prosecutor to get this investigation that the FBI has never done. The Department of Justice, who also lied to keep the Trump story going, they've never done it. It took a special prosecutor to go after them.
Look at all the co-conspirators here, Tara.
Unbelievable.
This makes Watergate, any other scandal, pale in absolute comparison.
Yep.
You have got the Democrat National Committee. You have got a presidential campaign. You've got the FBI. You've got the Department of Justice. You've got various other agencies that oversee this. You have got almost every single left-wing and so-called mainstream media outlet as co-conspirators here in a conspiracy to defame a presidential candidate with a completely false story. Completely false. Data that was manufactured and manipulated to look like it was something. You have editorials, you have media appearances by public officials claiming to have information that indict the president or prove this. And every single bit of this was false. And many of them, if not all of them, knew it was false when they were making these statements. And that includes these federal government officials. That includes the media. That includes the Democrat Party. That includes presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and everybody involved with this.
And keep in mind, this is just one more piece of evidence they knew it was fake. Because remember, we know for a fact that John Brennan, head of the CIA, in the fall of 2016, before the election, went to the Obama White House, sat down with Joe Biden and Barack Obama, and told them Hillary made up this Russia collusion thing oh, and the Russians know that Hillary made it up. And they were afraid of Russian retaliation. It's one of the reasons he briefed Obama and Joe. So Obama and Joe knew before Trump ever took office or won office that Hillary had made this entire thing up. And John Brennan, just to be extra sure, when he was head of the CIA, hand wrote all of that in his own writing, that Hillary had cooked this up and it was fake. So we now also know that by January of 2017, when Trump was, you know, sworn in that month, we knew the FBI knew unequivocally it was fake because the CIA told them. But if that were not enough, we now know that they knew within 24 hours of Sussman coming in with this doctored garbage from the Hillary campaign attempting to show a connection between Trump and Russia. We know the FBI looked at it technically, as was testified to under oath yesterday by the FBI agent. We knew that they looked at it and went, nah, there's no connection between Trump and Russia. Yet the whole apparatus, Comey, McCabe, the heads of the FBI, the heads of the DOJ, went on TV for over a year pushing for these investigations, knowing damn well the whole thing was fake. So what this means is these agencies have been corrupted, weaponized, and are now effectively a branch of the Democrat Party working to disin and misinform you on a daily basis. You cannot believe anything they say. Ever.
And look what happened on the day this trial started. The president goes to a mass shooting and once again calls for more gun control and ending hate in America. Congress is holding a UFO hearing. And then you've got primaries in multiple states across the country. So that, I don't know. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. It's unbelievable.
I mean,
and that's exactly why I think the UFO hearing was extremely, you know, consequential. It was a big deal. But that's why they scheduled it on that day to distract.
Yep.
And then ABC, CBS, NBC cover the UFOs and not the equally bizarre story. I mean, it is literally equally bizarre of the FBI framing the president in what can only be called at this point an attempted coup in partnership with the Hillary campaign. Yep. There's no other way to describe it. It's what it is. It's what they do. And these people are terrifying.
Tara is swatted. Hear the Tara Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.